Started the Torah in Northwest London, Friday, 28th of Tishri, 13th of October. Rabbi Chaim Polak, Maaseh Bereishis. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored L'Refuah Shleima of Refuah Moshe Ben Devora, Sheyizke L'Refuah Shleima B'Korov, V'Soch She'or Chulei Yisrael, Amen.
Shish is going to be a schos of Achinu Beis Yisrael. Just wanted to talk a bit about this week is Shabbos Bereishis. We know in Chazal, Shabbos Bereishis is always referred to as Shabbos. Shabbos is called Shabbos Bereishis in Chazal. And this week we have the parasha after the 6 days of the Bria. We have the parasha of Vayichru Hashemayim Va'aretz of Chol Tzvom, the words of Kiddush, the words which every Friday night we have a mitzvah Daraisa to be Mekadosh today. So I want to talk a bit about this mitzvah of Kiddush, which we do weekly, and maybe understand it a bit deeper. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuvav, the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk in Parshas Yisroi, Zochor Yisayim HaShabbos L'Kadshoi. So the Gemara learns out, this is the Makor for the mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush. The Gemara says, Echei Walayayin B'Knisosoi. So the Machlokes Rishonim seems to be, what is the Makor, exactly which part of the Pasuk are we downshining the mitzvah of Kiddush? The Rambam in Perik of Tesef Hilchah Shabbos, he starts off the parak. Mitzvahs are same in Atoyer leKadosh, same as Shabbos. It's a mitzvah in Atoyer to be Mekadosh the day of Shabbos. B'dvarim, Shenem ha-Zochar is same as Shabbos leKadoshoy. K'loy ma-Zochreyu Zechira Shvach v'Kiddush. What's the mitzvah of Zochar? Zochreyu Zechira Shvach v'Kiddush. To remember the day. To remember the day with Shvach and Kiddush. Which basically means to praise the day. Come Shabbos, the mitzvah is to praise the day of Shabbos and to talk about the Kiddush of the day. And that mitzvah, the Rambam writes, is tzorach v'zochrei b'knisosoi b'tziosoi, b'knisosoi b'kiddush hayoyim, b'tziosoi b'avdola. That mitzvah includes really two things. First is the mitzvah of Kiddush, when Shabbos comes in to praise the day of Shabbos with the words of Kiddush, and when Shabbos goes out to praise the day with havdola. So we see from the Rambam that the ikkar mitzvah, which we learn out of Zochar, is the word of Zochar, the remembrance. The mitzvah is to remember the day, to praise the day, to talk about the goodness of the day with Shvach and Kiddush. Similarly, the Rashba in Tshuva, he's more marech, like the Rambam. He writes also that the mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah is to praise the day, to remember the day and praise it. And he brings the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says that Reb Chanina, when Shabbos came in, he used to go out to the fields, Netzev and Akabel, Pnei Shabbos Malchasa. Let's go and greet the Shabbos HaMalka. And he used to say, Boikala, Boikala. And he writes that would be his way of making Kiddush, as in his way of remembering the day, of praising the day, would be by inviting the Shabbos in. He writes similarly, each Amora had a different way of making Kiddush. Each Amora had their way of expressing their praise of the day of Shabbos. He said some Amoraim would say the parasha of Vayechulu, some would say the parasha of Shomru, and some would greet Shabbos in. That would be each of the Amoraim's different ways of being Makabel Shabbos, of praising the day of Shabbos. And that was the mitzvah of Kiddush, of praising the day of Shabbos. What?
Needs to be on the
yard. Oh, so we'll see about that soon. But we'll see about that. But today we already have a nusach kavua about exactly how to praise the Shabbos. But we see the essence of the mitzvah, Lefi the Rambam and the Rashba, is the same. The mitzvah is to praise the Shabbos, to remember the day of Shabbos for good. On the other hand, we find Ramban in Parshas Yisroel seems to have a different understanding of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Ramban writes, Zochar Yisem Shabbos Lekadshoi. He says, what's Lekadshoi? Shenekadsheyu bezikoron. The mitzvah is to be Mekadosh the Shabbos through remembering it. The mitzvah really is to be mekadoshet, he writes. We know there's a mitzvah of Yovel. V'kidashtem shenasach hamishim shana. He says, Bezin have a mitzvah to be mekadosh the year of Yovel. They've got a mitzvah before Yovel comes to say mekadosh mekadosh to be mekadosh the year. So he writes, what in the mitzvah of Kiddush is to be mekadosh the day of Shabbos, to make the day kodosh. He writes, anything which kolat tu'unim Kiddush miskachim b'knisosom pam achas. Anything which needs to become holy, which needs kedusha to be chal on it, the way that word says a person is makadoshit once when it comes in. So he writes from Moshel by Yovel that Bezdin were makadoshit and Huadin by Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh were makadosh the man. That's how we give kedusha to the man. So Huadin by Kiddush, the mitzvah is to be makadosh the day when Shabbos comes in to make the day holy. We kaviyochel make the day holy as well. So that's what the Ramban writes. And so we see from the Ramban that the Ikka mitzvah is not from the Zohar. Really, the mitzvah in essence is the Lekachoy, Ramban seems to be saying. It's not the remembrance per se. It's the Zohar is a way to be Mekadosh today, to bring Kedusha upon the day. The Talmud Rashba also says like the Ramban. And he writes in Midoraisa, if he could formulate a shortened version of Kiddush, but Etzem, the mitzvah of Kiddush is Yoim Zeh Yehei Mekudosh. This day should be holy. Why? Because that is the mitzvah of Kiddush. The mitzvah is to sanctify the day, to make the day a holy day. And Be'emes, Tosfos HaSholem, if you look on this week's parasha, he writes on the words Vayikadosh Oisoi, and he says why? He says what's the mitzvah of Kiddush? To be Mekadosh the day of Shabbos. So he asks, as Lamaisa, Shabbos is Kaddish anyway, Hashem made the day Kaddish, we don't need to be Mekadosh it. So he writes, Inachanami, but we find such a musuk by the mitzvah of Bechor. We know if a farmer has an animal and a firstborn is born, there's a mitzvah of Bechor. So he writes, there's a stew in the psukim. The one pasuk says, Ach Bechor Asher Yevakel Hashem Babehemo, Lo Yakdish Oiso. A person doesn't have to be Makdish, the firstborn animal. Why? Because it's Kaddish Hashem, it's Kaddish anyway, Kaddish Mirechem. Mitzad Sheini, the other pasuk says, Kol Zochor Takdish Hashem. Every Zochor, you should be Makdish it Hashem. So there's a stira, is it Kaddish by itself, or do you have to be Makdish it? So the Gemara says in a few places that no, really, when the firstborn is the first animal is born, it's Kaddish by itself. However, we have a mitzvah, even though it's Kaddish anyway, we also have a mitzvah to be Mekadosh it, to sanctify it, even though it's Kaddish, even without us making it Kaddish. So you write similarly, that's the mitzvah of Kiddush. In a Chanami, every seventh day, Avada is Kaddish by itself, Hashem made it a holy day. Im Kozer, our mitzvah of Kiddush is also to sanctify the day, also to be Mekadosh that day. So you see, Lechoy, that's going like the Ramban, that the mitzvah is not a day of remembrance, it's not a day of praise. The mitzvah be'etzim is to be Mekadosh the day, to forgive Kedusha to the day. Really, the Tshuva Shoyle Meshev, he adds that when it comes to the mitzvah of Bechor, we find a machlokes in the Gemara, whether we have a mitzvah to do a Maisa Kedusha on the animal. He writes by Shabbos, these Yishonim are saying that is the mitzvah, the Kulalma. So he says that Shabbos is different than Bechor. Shabbos is Kedushos Echamura, Ma'oit, V'chavivohi, because the Kedusha of Shabbos is a much higher level than Bechor. And it's a kedusha which is chaviv. Therefore, lekula amal, that's the mitzvah of kiddush. Lekula amal, we have a mitzvah that even though the day is holy by itself, we've got a mitzvah to be mekadosh the day as well. So that's how the Ramban and the Talmud Rashba and others, they explain the mitzvah of kiddush. Then Mr. Ramban, he speaks out that that's all the mitzvah of lekacho. Zochor, same as shabbos lekacho. What's zochor? So he's mekadosh that zochor really is something else. The mitzvah of zochor is noyig b'chol yimei achol, even during the weekdays, 24/7. Really, a person's got a mitzvah of zochor. To remember, even during the week, it's got a mitzvah to remember Shabbos, to remember Briyas Olam, and with that, to remember to believe in the Emunah B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it comes up from the Ramban that the mitzvah of Zohar is a whole different mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which is noig during the week. The mitzvah of Lekatshoi, that's the mitzvah of Kiddush, which is noig on Friday night, and that's the mitzvah to be Mekadosh the day of Shabbos. So we see from Machlokes Yishonim showing him what is the mitzvah of Kiddush. Is it a day of remembrance? Is it a mitzvah of remembrance to praise the day? Or is the mitzvah a mitzvah to be Mekadosh the day? So maybe, perhaps we can suggest maybe a few nafka minutes between these two approaches. We've got maybe 10 written here, we'll see what we have time for. So the first nafka minute is, we mentioned from the Ramban, that according to Ramban, there's a mitzvah during the week also of Zohar, Hashem HaShem HaKadosh. Through the week, there's a mitzvah of remembering the day of Shabbos. For the Rambam, there's no such makor, because for the Rambam, the mitzvah of Kiddush Friday night is the mitzvah of Zohar, Hashem HaShem HaKadosh. So we don't find in the Rambam a mitzvah during the week to remember Shabbos specifically and to remember that aspect of Shabbos. Another nafka minute, we find the Gemara in Beitza, the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says, if Shabbos falls on Yom Tov, and in Shemayna Esrei, when you choisim the bracha, what is the chasima? The Gemara has a havam in a, you should say, Mekadosh Yisrael, v'ashabbos v'azmanim. So the Gemara asks that's not the right nusach. You can't say Mekadosh Yisrael, v'ashabbos v'azmanim, because that would be mashma that Kadosh Baruch was Mekadosh B'nei Yisrael, and us B'nei Yisrael are Mekadosh Shabbos and Zmanim. We're Mekadosh Shabbos and Zmanim. The Gemara says, Shabbos doesn't need our Kedusha, Shabbos is Kaddish anyway. So the Gemara says, no, you should say the other way around. You should say, Mekadosh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim. That Hashem is Mekadosh Shabbos. And Yisrael, we're the ones who are Mekadosh Zmanim, we're Mekadosh Yomim Tovim. That's what the Gemara says in Bavli. The Ma'aseh, if you look in the Yushalmi, in Brochus, in the 8th Perek, the Yushalmi argues, the Yushalmi says, no, the Nusach HaBrochus should be Mekadosh Yisrael v'Esayim HaShabbos. The other Rabbah, Hashem is Mekadosh Yisrael, and Yisrael, we are Mekadosh the day of Shabbos. Like the Havamin of the Bavli. Remember, if you look in the Sefer Oitza Chiluf Menhogim, Shabbain Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, a Sefer written to differentiate between the Menhogim of Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, it writes that on a regular Shabbos, we say in Davening, Baruch Hashem, Mekadosh HaShabbos, and the Yishalmi writes, Mekadosh Yisrael, Vesiyem HaShabbos, the Nusach HaBrocha is to be Mekadosh Yisrael, and Yisrael and Mekadosh the day of Shabbos. What is this Machalikas, Bavli and Yishalmi? So possibly you could suggest it's Takatoil on this Machalikas, Ramban. For the Rambam, Shabbos obviously is Kaddish by itself. We have no input whatsoever in the Kedusha of Shabbos. So therefore, that's the Bavli, that Hashem is Mekadosh Shabbos, and Yisrael are Mekadosh Zmanim, but Shabbos has got Bechlal no input, Mitzad B'nei Yisrael. What? Mekadosh Yisrael. Mekadosh Shabbos, no. For the Rambam. No, but the Bavli asks the Kasha, that if we'd say Mekadosh Yisrael, Shabbos V'Azmanim, Yisrael are Mekadosh Zmanim. So it sounds like Mekadosh Yisrael, Vashabbos vazmanim, that Asi Yisrael, we're the ones who are Mekadosh Shabbos and Zmanim. Because we are Mekadosh Zmanim. So the Gemara in Bavli says that no, we say the opposite. Mekadosh HaShabbos, Vishol vazmanim. So that maybe would be more understood Lefi the Rambam, that the mitzvah is, the mitzvah of Kiddush is just to remember Shabbos, to praise the day of Shabbos. But mitzvah the Kiddush of Shabbos, we Bachal have no impact. That's Kiddush by itself. That could be the Bavli. It could be the Yushalmi would be a Makori maybe to Ramban. Yushalmi goes with the Havman of the Bavli, that we say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Shabbos v'Azmanim, which has an implication that Yisrael are Mekadosh HaShabbos. That maybe would be a Makori to Ramban, that even though Shabbos Avad is Kiddush by itself, but we also have an Inyan to be Mekadosh HaShabbos as well. We also have a mitzvah to be Mekadosh the day of Shabbos. And maybe it could be the Machloikas Bavli Yushalmi. Another Nafka Minah, we find the Bi'alocha famously brings from Rabbi Kveger. Rabbi Kveger is Machadish. If you meet somebody on Shabbos, Friday night, and you say, good Shabbos, Rabbi Kveger has a tzad that, at least if you have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah, you can be yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush by saying to somebody, Shabbos Tova, or good Shabbos. So the Bi'alocha asks Rabbi Kveger, how can that be? The Pele, he says, the Rambam writes that you need Schira Shvach v'Kiddush. You have to praise the day of Shabbos. How do you praise the day of Shabbos? By saying good Shabbos. You're just wishing the person to have a good day, to have a good Shabbos. So the Ketzes HaShulchan, from the Badei HaShulchan, he argues, he goes, no. When you meet somebody on Monday, he says, you don't say to somebody, good Monday. You say maybe good day, good morning. On Shabbos, you say good Shabbos. Why? Because that itself is the praise of Shabbos. That you're singling out Shabbos as a day associated to praise. You're saying, have a good Shabbos. That itself is called the Shvach of Shabbos. Okay, the Be'alocha, the Mishnah Berurah, Kinei Hel, that's not called the Shvach of Shabbos. As in, you're not praising Shabbos directly. You're just using Shabbos as a day of wishing somebody a good day. Sure. That's not enough to be called Shabbat.
Recognition.
Sorry?
You're saying good Shabbos is recognition that God made Shabbos, He gave us Shabbos, and there is a Shabbos, and Shabbos is Kodesh. It's all recognition, surely.
Are you saying all that, though, or are you just wishing the person to have a good...
I'm saying good
Shabbos. You don't say good Monday, you say good Shabbos. That's what you're
saying. Yeah.
Because there's no recognition on Monday, right?
Shabbos. So you're saying Shabbos is a Shabbat.
So
you're saying it is called a Shabbat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's a recognition of the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos.
Right, but at the end of the day, you're saying, have a good day of Shabbos. Yeah, so that's what the Badei HaShulchan is saying. I mean, I don't know if it'd be difficult to understand the Mishnah Berurah held. You're not praising Shabbos directly. At the end of the day, you're wishing someone to have a good day, and today is Shabbos. It's not a direct praise on Shabbos. It's not a direct way of praising the day of Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah maybe argued.
The Americans say, have a nice day every day.
What?
The Americans say, have a nice day.
They don't say, good Sunday, have a good Monday. They say, have a good day.
Have a good day.
They don't single out the day. Shabbos, probably in America, they also say,
mention the name
of
the day.
Yeah, by singling out the day of Shabbos, you're saying that this day is a day associated with praise. It has to be singled out to have a good Shabbos, to have a good day of Shabbos. But maybe the Mishnah Berurah held, that's not enough to be called the praise of Shabbos. But maybe we can understand Kivega differently. If you're Ramban, maybe we could say that the mitzvah of Kiddush is not just the mitzvah of praising the day. It's the mitzvah of being Mekadosh the day. So it could be that the Fidei Ramban, by saying good Shabbos, with that itself, like you're saying, you're recognizing that today is Shabbos. The recognition of Shabbos could be itself a way of being Mekadosh today. By saying good Shabbos, you're saying today is Shabbos, today has got the Kiddush of Shabbos. That itself could be enough for Kiddush. So maybe that could be Pshan and Bikivega, at least he had a tzad, that by saying good Shabbos, you take a to the mitzvah of Kiddush. And maybe the Mishnah Berurah perhaps held that he brings the Rambam taka that no, you have to be Zoicha Maskit Divrei Shvach v'Kiddush. You have to praise the day. That's like how the Bi'alocha asks on Rabbi Kivega. So that could be enough gemina. Another thing we find the tour, Simon Reish Ein Alevi Paskins, that Friday night, when a person comes home from shul, he should try as much as possible to make kiddush and start the meal as quickly as possible. So the tour is mashma that this is apart from the mitzvah of Zrizin Magdimin Mitzvah, the general klal. There's a special Indian on a Friday night kiddush to make kiddush early. The goin brings, the grower writes, the biak grower, that the makor is, the gemara says, kacheyu beknisosoi kilu as early as possible. If you look in the Rambam doesn't seem to mention this inyan of making Kiddush as quickly as possible. So it could be, perhaps, maybe it's also toil on this. If you the Rambam, the mitzvah is just a day, it's a mitzvah of praising the day of Shabbos. So you have to praise the day. So when you come home, when you get round to it, you can praise the day of Shabbos. However, if you the Rambam, the mitzvah is gufa to be Mekadosh the day of Shabbos, to make the day holy. So it could be there's an inyan that as soon as you come home, to make the day holy, to connect yourself to the Kiddush of Shabbos, to sanctify the day. So it could be Lefi the Ramban, that would be the mitzvah of Kiddush, that would be the Inyan, that as soon as you come home from Shul, to be Mekadosh the day as soon as possible. But in the Rambam, we don't find the Zeicha for this, because Lefi the Ramban, that the mitzvah is just the mitzvah of praising the day, maybe there wouldn't be such an Inyan. Another thing we find, the Rambam writes, it really comes from the Gemara in Brochus, that a person can make Kiddush even before it's Shabbos, even before it's Nacht, a person can already be Mekadosh al Kos. So it's not yet Shabbos, how can that be? So Pashtus, the Pashup Shat, we know that the din of Teis for Shabbos, Teis for Shabbos. A person can be Mekabel Shabbos early, like this week many people are doing, Taka. There's an Indian of being a mitzvah of Teis for Shabbos. So That could be how it works. However, the Magid Mishnah in Hilchas Yom Kippur, he writes that the Rambam Shitta is that the mitzvah of Tisefa Shabbos is only said for one thing and one thing only. The mitzvah deraisa of Tisefa Shabbos is said that you can bring Yom Kippur early legabe the din of fasting. That means the mitzvah of fasting Yom Kippur, you can bring that mitzvah in earlier. However, when it comes to all other mitzvahs of Shabbos and Yom Tovim, the marshal mitzvah of Issa Malacha, and then other mitzvahs of Yom Tov, that is only chal midaraisa from Laila. That mitzvah, those mitzvahs you can't bring early. So the question is, the Fidei Rambam, the din of Tosefta Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, it's only midrabbanon, it's not midaraisa. So how can you make kiddush? It's not yet Shabbos. So if you look at the Tosefta Rosh and the Gemara in Brachos, he explains that he's medayik. The pasuk says zocher es yom haShabbos lekatzoy. It doesn't say zocher b'yom haShabbos. So he's medayik from the pasuk that the mitzvah of kiddush doesn't have to be to remember Shabbos on the day of Shabbos. The mitzvah is zocher es yom haShabbos lekatzoy, to remember it, but can he also during the time, during the period where it's coming in. So therefore he writes that even before Shabbos came in, even if it's not yet Shabbos, even if Tosefta Shabbos is not Midaraisa, but still a person has an ability to be Mekadosh in that time, because it's already the Zman of Knesset Shabbos, already the time where Shabbos is soon going to come in, that's already the Zman of Kiddush. So it could be, that's all of the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Kiddush is to praise the day of Shabbos, to be Meshabeach the day. So according to that, you can understand that even before Shabbos is in, but already it's now a Zman. You can pray the Shabbos, you can usher the Shabbos in and invite it in even before it's actually already Shabbos. That itself is a way of praising the Shabbos by inviting it to come in. Shaking the Fidei Ramban that the mitzvah of Kiddush is to be Mekadosh the day, to make the day holy. So obviously that can only be once it's Shaykh for Shabbos to be Chal. The mitzvah is Gufa to be Mekadosh the day. So if Tosefta Shabbos wouldn't be Daraisa, Lechayra, there wouldn't be a way of being Mekadosh before it's ready Nacht. So Be'emet, if you look at the Ra'ah, the Chedush Ra'ah and the Gemara in Brachos, the Ra'ah was a Talmud of the Ramban. He writes that we see from this Gemara that you can be Mekadosh before Nacht, that Tosefta Shabbos must be Midaraisa. We see from this Gemara, because if you make Kiddush early, it must be that you can bring Shabbos in early, and that's the din of Tosefta Shabbos. Established him very nicely with the Ramban. For the Ramban, the mitzvah is to be Mekadosh the day, to make the day holy. So that could only be once it's a Zman, that you can already be Mekadosh Shabbos. So that would be the Ramban. But shaking the Ramban, that doesn't have to be like that. For the Ramban, the mitzvah is to praise the day, so you can do that even before Shabbos as Chal. The Prima Godim Taka writes in Afgemina. He writes that from Plaga Mincha, Lefi the Rambam, you can already make Kiddush. Plaga Mincha, he writes, Lefi Rav Poskim, you can't, it's too early to be Mekabel Shabbos. It's not as many of Tosefta Shabbos. But he says, Lefi the Rambam, anyway, we're not going with the din of Tosefta Shabbos. The Indian of Kiddush, I'm making Kiddush before it's Nacht, it's done because that's the way of praising Shabbos. So even from Plaga Mincha, where Lekul Alma, it's not, Lefi Rav Deus at least, it's not this man where you can make Shabbos Chal, still it's already a Zman where you can make Kiddush Lefi the Rambam. Because it's a whole different din. Kacheyu Bekinisosoi doesn't have to be that Shabbos is already Chal. You're ushering in the Shabbos early, even if Shabbos hasn't actually been Chal yet. So that could be another Nafkamina. Another point we know is that according to Rav Poskim, Kiddush on Yom Tov, even Yom Tov by night, is only Midrabbanon. Shailas, why should that be? So many learn out from Zochus Yom HaShabbos Lekatzoy, they compare it to Yom Tov as well. Why should Yom Tov be different? So possibly you could say, maybe a different thought, is that the Gemara Bava Basra writes, from Kufchaf Aleph, Me'adi Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Bezdin, Shabbos Bereishis Eina Tzrichim Kiddush Bezdin. Yomim Tovim need Kiddush Bezdin. Need Bezdin to be Mekadosh, to be Mekadosh. Shabbos Bereishis Eina Tzrichim Kiddush Bezdin. You don't need Bezdin to say that Shabbos is going to be Kaddish. Because Shabbos is every seventh day is holy. So the Ritzvah there writes that which we say, Me'adi Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush, doesn't only mean that Bezdin are Mekadosh the month. Like what we know. He writes that when Bezdin would be Kevea, what day of the week Rosh Chodesh would be, they would also say, on such and such day is going to be the Yom Tov of Sukkot, or the Yom Tov of Pesach. As in, it's actually be Mekadosh the day of Yom Tov. So according to that, maybe we could say that Lefi the Ramban, the mitzvah of Kiddush, is to be Mekadosh the day, to make the day holy. So it could be that, but every Yom Tov, anyway, you have Bezdin, Be'etzim already, who are Mekadosh the day of Yom Tov. When they're Mekadosh the Chodesh, they're also Mekadosh the day of Yom Tov, Lefi the Ritzvah. They're going to say, this day is going to be Yom Tov. So that itself is the Maisa Kiddush of Bnei Adam. As in, people on earth are also being Mekadosh the day of Yom Tov. So when it comes around to Yom Tov, and the person standing there, Yom Tov by night, to make Kiddush, Kilu Bnei Adam have already been Mekadosh the day. Bezdin have already said that this and this day is going to be Kaddish. So therefore, it could be the mitzvah of Kiddush and Yom Tov is only Midrabbanon, Meshach in Shabbos. But there's no Bezdin saying that this day is going to be Kaddish. So the Adrabah, says Ramban, that's the mitzvah of Bnei Adam also, Kavyachal, to also be Mekadosh Shabbos, to also do an act of being Mekadosh Shabbos. Because there wasn't yet a Bezdin who said that the day will be Kaddish. That could be a chiluk between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Maybe a seventh nafkamina, I think we're holding, is the Rambam writes that Shabbos by day, when you make Kiddush, look, Shittas is only Midrabbanon. So Rambam writes that before, like you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to taste anything before the Kiddush of Friday night, who in the Kiddush and Shabbos day, also you're not allowed to taste anything before. So the Ravid uses very strong shyness against the Rambam, and he says, Tos, And it says the Rambam got mixed up because the Gemara calls Kiddush by day Kiddush Rabba. So Rambam thought that Kiddush Rabba must be that some major Kiddush. And right, it's not true. By day, you're allowed to taste, could be even allowed to eat before the Kiddush. You write, why? Shekvan eskadish hayoyim b'knisosoy alayayin. The day already became Kiddush b'knisosoy alayayin. And now which we have to make Kiddush by day is only midrabonon. So the Magna Mishnah writes, I know the Rambam understood that Kiddush by day, Lamait, is also called Kiddush. The Gemara says, also litoim lefnei Kiddush, you're not allowed to eat anything before Kiddush. So that's referring to the Kiddush by day as well. So what's this machlokes Rambam and Ravid? Maybe we could say it's toil on that machlokes. Lefi the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Kiddush is to be Mishabeach the day. So it could be the Rambam understood that midraisa, that mitzvah is Friday night. And midrabonon, chazal m'sakan again, Shabbos day also to be Mishabeach the day of Shabbos. So therefore, that mitzvah really is it's drabonon, but it's the same idea as the mitzvah of Friday night. It's a mitzvah to praise the day of Shabbos. So like Friday night, you're not allowed to eat anything before Kiddush. Who are doing Shabbos by day? Shaking the Ravid, Mashma went like the Rambam. The mitzvah is to be Mekadosh the day. So for the Ravid saying, Kvan eskadish hayoyim b'knisoso, you've already made the day Kiddush. Friday night, when Shabbos came in, you're already Mekadosh the day, you're already connected to the Kiddush of Shabbos. So you can't do that twice. You've already, Odom have already been made the day into a Yom Kiddush. Shabbos by day, you can't do that again. Like the Ramban writes that by Yovel, there's no Indian of being Mekadosh twice. Bezin did it once at the beginning of the year, and that was the Kedusha. Who didn't by Shabbos, once you made it Kedusha at the beginning of the day, Friday night, that's the mitzvah. So Shabbos by day must be a whole different Indian. It's not the same Kiddush. The Shein and Taka talk about what is exactly the Indian of Kiddush by day. It's a whole different idea, this Kiddush. So the feel that the Rebbe answer doesn't have the Chomer of Kiddush Friday night, that you're not allowed to eat. Shabbos by day, you're allowed to eat before the Kiddush. That could be the Rebbe. Emes, parenthetically, you could say that even if you go with like the Ramban, that the mitzvah is to be Mekadosh today, might we do find that the Moshe Arizal writes that the Kiddush, the Kedusha, which is Chal on Shabbos by day, says a whole higher level Kedusha than the Kedusha which is Chal Friday night. He writes famously that if some people go to Mikvah on Friday afternoon to be Mavdil between Chol and Kedusha of Shabbos, he writes a person should go again to Mikvah Shabbos in the morning. Why? To be Mavdil between the Kedusha of Friday night and the higher Kedusha of Shabbos by day. He writes, Taka, that there's a higher Kedusha on Shabbos by day. If you could understand that even if you're the Ramban, one could have said that the mitzvah of Kiddush by day is also to be Mekadosh, the higher level of Kedusha, which is there by day. Bemet HaChasim Sofer, he writes, even more than that, he writes, the Kedusha of Shabbos is Miskadelis Vayelechas. From the beginning of Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos keeps going higher and higher. So he writes really that Bemet HaShalosh Shudos is really the highest, like Chassidim know, is the highest Rav to Rav, and is the highest Kedusha of Shabbos. Taka writes, as Anshi Maisa used to make Kiddush. By Shalosh Shudos. I saw that the Minhag HaChasam Seif himself was to make Kiddush on Shalosh Shudos. But the idea is that the Kiddush of Shabbos keeps going higher and higher. So if that also you could understand that maybe there would be an Indian to be Mekadosh Shabbos by day, even if you're Ramban, because every Rega is called B'knisoso. Every Rega, there's a higher level of Kiddush really coming down. But the Rebbe didn't go with that. The Rebbe understood that you can only be Mekadosh Shabbos once, so therefore you can't do it again Shabbos by day. It's a whole different mitzvah. Another nafkamina of that is the mitzvah of Havdalah. The Rambam writes, he puts together the mitzvah of Kiddush with the mitzvah of Havdalah. So that would be understood if the mitzvah of Kiddush is the mitzvah of praising the day. If the mitzvah is praising the day, Havdalah is also the same idea. The Rambam Taka writes, the mitzvah is to be Meshabeach the day when it comes in and when it goes out. That's two zmanim of doing the same thing, of praising the day of Shabbos. If you go like the Ravid, like the Ramban, that the mitzvah is a day of being Mekadosh the day. So Havdalah and Kiddush would have no shaychus. Kiddush is you're making the day holy. Havdalah, there's no shaykhs. Once the Kedusha is chal, once you be Mekadosh Shabbos, you've got no right to stop it. After all, it has to be a different Indian. Lachor, it's more of just of proclaiming that today is Shabbos and really you're bringing in the Yemei Achol. But it's got nothing to do be'etim with the Kedusha of Shabbos. Lachor, it's a whole different mitzvah than the mitzvah of Kiddush. Avada wouldn't be included in the mitzvah of Zochar Yom Shabbos HaKachoy. The poskim can already speak out, like the mitzvah of whether Noshim. Bechalal the mitzvah of Havdalah, that it could be, it would be toil on this machlokes. For the Rambam, it's all included the mitzvah of Zohar. We know Zohar v'shomor, but Dibur Echad Nemru. So like Noshem HaChayv and Shomor, the Chayv and Zohar. And for the Rambam, included in the mitzvah of Zohar is the mitzvah of Havdalah. So therefore Noshem HaChayv and Havdalah. However, if you go like the Ramban and Ravid, so Havdalah is definitely not included in the mitzvah of Zohar Shem Shetakachoy. Could be it's the Raisa, the Magnum Mishnah brings other Makoris, he brings the Pasuk in Pasha Shmini, Lahavdil ben HaKodesh ben HaChol. It could still be it's the Raisa. But Akponim wouldn't be included in the mitzvah of Kiddush, therefore Noshim would not be chayv, according to those who shown him. Another nafkamina speak out is that the Rambam paskins that for someone's eating Shalosh Shudos and he's eating Shalosh Shudos and now it comes, it's ready nighttime, it's ready Motei Shabbos. He says he finishes his meal and now he wants to say Berachas Hamazon ala kois. The Rambam paskins that he can say Berachas Hamazon ala kois and use that very kois for Havdalah as well. The Ravid asks him,
That's only if he doesn't have a different kois. If he's got ba'atzim lechatchila, he shouldn't use the same kois. Why? Because we know there's a din, ein oisim mitzvos, chavilos chavilos, you shouldn't use the same mitzvah object for two different mitzvahs. That's what the Ravid asks. So Bak Mishnah explains, but that's the Rambam, that it could be that these two mitzvahs really are doing the same thing. The mitzvah of Birch Samozin, what's Birch Samozin? You're benching on that which you previously ate. It's going back on the Sud of Shabbos. You're right, Havdalah also is going back on the Shabbos. What's Havdalah? That you finish Shabbos, and now you're talking about the Shabbos which just left. So both Birch Samozin and Havdalah are both talking about the Ovah, you're right. They're both talking about the Shabbos and the Sud of Shabbos. So therefore, it's not a stira, it's not called Chavilis Chavilis. You can use the same kois for both things. Mashaik and the Ravid, Kinira Helda, no. Havdalah's got nothing to do with the Ovah. It's not talking about the past, it's talking about the future. Havdalah is that you're bringing in Bet and the Yemei Achol. So it could be that would also be Lishitosam. Lefi the Rambam Kiddush is praising the day of Shabbos, like we mentioned. Therefore, the Havdalah is praising the day of Shabbos, which just finished. So that is similar to the Inyan of Birch Samozin that's going on the past. Shengen, Lefi the Ravid, Havdalah is a whole different mitzvah. Havdalah is proclaiming that the Yemei Achol are about to begin. So it's got nothing to do with the past, so therefore that would be a problem of Chavilis Chavilos. Now, that very interesting African minute, Shlomo Zalman has a shaila. He says somebody, Shabbos afternoon, late in the afternoon, he wants to make Havdalah. The Gemara says that, that's in Kilubit Yevid, you're allowed to make Havdalah Shabbos afternoon. Obviously, you can't do Malacha, but you can recite the Havdalah Shabbos afternoon from a certain time. So you write this person, he makes Havdalah, and suddenly he remembers that he hasn't actually yet made Kiddush this Shabbos. Not Friday night, not Shabbos morning. He's a forgetful guy. He made Havdalah before Kiddush, so what should he do? What's his Eitzah? He talks about, is it Shaykh to make Havdalah first and then make Kiddush? So he's done the barichs what to do. I found this shayla already in the Aderes. In the 1900s, it's the Rav in Yerushalayim, the Aderes, and he already says this shayla, and he brings an interesting tzad. He writes, L'fi the manda oma, the mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavona, nearly, you can be yotze kiddush by saying Havdalah. When a person stands Shabbos afternoon and he says Havdalah, with that he's yotze the mitzvah of Havdalah, and also the mitzvah of kiddush. That's what he writes. Chayz is a vada tepele, it's a kiddush otzum. The mitzvah of Kiddush is to be Mekadosh today. It's very shvet to understand. The mitzvah of Kiddush is to be Mekadosh today. By saying Havdalah, you're ushering in the Yemei Achol. Ain't a chostira gedolim mizu to be able to Kiddush with the mitzvah of Havdalah. It's mamish two opposites.
It's quite logical. Yeah. I mean, Havdalah is part of Shabbos. If you can't define Shabbos, you haven't got a Shabbos, so you have to define the end.
But what are you defining? By Havdalah, Havdalah really is the end of Shabbos. Is the
end of Shabbos, which defines Shabbos.
That's defining a Shabbos which never happened.
When you say I'm Abdul being Kodesh the Chol, you're mentioning the Kodesh and the Chol.
So when is the Kiddush exactly? What part of Shabbos have you been Mekadosh? You haven't said Kiddush, so there is no rega of Shabbos which you've made holy, because in the holiness you've said it's Chol. So there's no rega bechlal which you could say you've been Mekadosh that Zman. Shaking if you the Rambam, the mitzvah is to be Meshabeach the day. Zenechanami, but there's two Zmanim of being Mekadosh today. Normally the Rambam says, you're Mekadosh b'knisosoi, you're Mekadosh b'tziosoi. But it could be, in this funny case of the Aderes, it could be that Be'etzem, when a person says Havdalah, that itself is a Zman of being, L'maisi, you're Meshabeach the day, you're praising the day. Punkt, you're praising it in a way of saying that this day was holy and now are coming the Yemei Achol, which are not holy. But that itself, in essence, is the same mitzvah of Kiddush. It's a way of being Meshabeach the day. So therefore, he says, you could be yoked to the mitzvah of Kiddush by saying Havdalah. Just to recap, so we had the Nafkaminas, the Gabi, the Ramban, the mitzvah of Kiddush during the week, and also the Nusach of Mekadosh HaShabbos or Mekadosh Yisrael HaShabbos. Then we had the Nafkamina of Kivega about saying good Shabbos, can it be Yitzhak with that? Then we have the Inyan of the Torah of being Mekadosh as soon as you come home from Shul. Also, we have the Inyan of being Mekadosh early before it's actually Nacht, whether you need the Din of Taste for Shabbos or not. Then we have the Inyan of Kiddush on Yom Tov, why it should be the Rabbanon, the Ramban. Then the machlok is about whether you're allowed to taste or eat before Kiddush Shabbos by day. Then also the mitzvah of Havdalah, whether it's included in Kiddush or whether it's a separate mitzvah. Then the shayla of Havdalah and Birch Samozin, is that, can you do that in the same kois? And finally the shayla about Havdalah on a Shabbos afternoon, you can be able to Kiddush. I just want to finish off, and that this is all the Gabbai, the machlokes and the lomdos of Kiddush, we'll call it. But in the etzem inyan of Kiddush, nice we find the Chasam Sefer writes, what's bachlal the mitzvah of Zohar? He says that really the ikka mitzvah of Shabbos is the shomer, is not doing malacha. Right, when a person's not doing malacha, he's not doing anything. We don't see that. We don't see why he's not doing malachas. So right, that's the mitzvah of Zohar. Zohar is to show that which he's doing the shomer, that which is not doing malacha is all Hashem Hashem. So you're right. On Yom Tov, where we've always got mitzvah of simcha, mitzvah of chagiga, riyah, bezman abeis hamikdash, even bezman azeh we have simcha. Right, there the mitzvah of kiddush is only mitzvah rabbanon, because anyway you have other mitzvahs which you're doing, the mitzvah of simcha, where that's a positive mitzvah of showing why you're resting on this day. So that's why the mitzvah of Kiddush is only mitzvah rabbanon. He writes on Yom Kippur, if somebody Lo'aleinu needs to eat. He says that Kiddush would be Midaraisa, because Yom Kippur also is like Shabbos, though there's no positive mitzvahs. So for that Kiddush would also be Midaraisa, like Yom Tovim. The Maral also writes like this, and he says that the Shomer of the Zohar, B'Dibra Echad Namru, that the Shomer and the Zohar come together, because the Zohar goes on the Shomer and shows why a person is not doing Malacha. It's a simon that the Shomer is the Shem Hashem. That's the Inyan of Kiddush. That could be maybe Lefi the Rambam, which we explained, that the Inyan is to be Meshabeach the day. With that, you're showing that you're Shevet Hashem Hashem, who created the world. And Mr. Ramban, we find maybe more than that. The Ramban writes in the mitzvah of Menucha. He writes that there's a chiddush between the Menucha of Shabbos and the Menucha of Yom Tov. He says the Menucha of Yom Tov, of resting, is a physical rest. It's a day of abstaining from Malacha, not doing Malacha. The Menucha of Shabbos, he writes, is something much deeper than that. The Menucha of Shabbos is not just not doing Malacha. It's really a mindset. The Menucha of Shabbos is that person should train his mind to connect to the Shabbos, to connect to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the world, who's Mashkiach on the world. And with that, he says, you can come to Bitochen, a person connects to the Menucha of Shabbos, and he understands that really he's always B'yad Hashem. Even during the week, Hashem created the world, and with that, he has Bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Menucha is a higher level of Menucha. It's not just a Sheva Al-Taisa. It's a new Menucha, it's a mindset, a person connects to the Bitochen of Shabbos. So it could be that's really what Rashi brings in this week's parasha, that when Shabbos came in, by Chalal Kim. But Shabbos by Menucha, it's mashmah, there was a creation of Menucha. That's what Hashem created as Shabbos came in. There's a positive creation of Menucha, not just not doing Malacha, the positive creation of connecting to the Inyan of Shabbos, to the Bitochen of Shabbos. So it could be that's Taka Haider Ramban, Taka has to come to his level of Kedusha, to the mitzvah's Kiddush. That Kiddush is not just the praising of the day of Shabbos. Kiddush is kind of being Mekadosh of Shabbos. Even though Shabbos is holy, Shabbos is Kodesh anyway, our mitzvah is to connect to that Kedusha, to Taka be machnis ourselves to the Kedusha, to the Bitochen which Shabbos brings us. So that we should be zeicher to our good convention Shabbos, and tak on this week on Shabbos Bereishis, we should omal elom etay yom elitzoy seinu day. Should be zeicher to our good convention Shabbos.